How did that work out? I read from one of them tonight. In fact, I've quoted from several of them. So you say, well, I'm limited. I can't do certain things. Paul really did more in the prison than he did out of the prison, looks like to me. Now, let me give you three things that are necessary when you're in the prison. Here's the first one. Settle yourself in the wisdom of God. You say, preacher, I'm limited. Whether it's pain, it's health, whether it's a hardship, whether it's hostility, whatever it is, you say, preacher, I'm limited. I'm not talking about people who won't do anything. I'm not talking about people who find an excuse not to do something. I'm not talking about people who wouldn't go to church unless you dragged them there. I'm talking about people who would do something if they could, but they can't. What do? You settle yourself that God knows better than you do what you need. When I was growing up, when I was a little boy, I always thought I knew better than my dad. Didn't you? I always thought I did. My dad would say, now what about this? And I called my dad painfully practical. Because I had all these great ideas and I'd run them by my dad. And he'd say, he'd be practical. He'd say, that ain't going to work. And he was right. It wasn't going to work. But I thought I had a better idea. But it's amazing how intelligent your father becomes the older you get. You notice that? And now that I'm a father, and now that I'm getting up in years, I look back and I say, okay, I know why my dad did that. I know why my dad said that. I know why he knew what was going on. You know, we think we know better than God. Lord, if I didn't have this, I could do this. Lord, if I didn't have this in my life, then I could go here. I could do this. I could do the other thing. We always have something in mind. We need to get settled tonight that God knows more than we do. He knows better than we know. He's never made a mistake. He's never made an error. He's never stepped back and said, oh man, I didn't know that was going to happen. God knew the ending from the beginning. I like to give this illustration. If you were we're like somebody on a corner watching the parade go by. We're down here standing on the sidewalk and here comes the parade. We remember a little bit of what's going on before. We can see what's in front of us. We have no idea what's coming. But God is like somebody standing on the top of the highest building in town. He knows what's been, he knows what's in front, and he knows what's coming. He not only knows the beginning and the ending, he is the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending. He always does what's right. He never makes a mistake. He never makes an error. Not the first time. Never has and never will. He's perfect. He's perfect. The Bible said with him there's no variableness, neither shadow of turning. God is perfect. He is holy and he's righteous. So we need to settle ourselves. Peter said this. He said, wherein you greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if need be, ye are in heaviness through manifold temptations, that the trial of your faith, being much more precious than that of gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. I want to tell you, friend, if you're saved tonight, that ought to be the burning desire of your heart, that your faith would be found unto the praise and honor and glory of God. Enough of this living for self. Enough of this, it's about me. Enough of this, our purpose in life, our joy in life, our calling in life is to bring glory to God. Is that what your life is about? That's the Christian life.